You're listening to Amazing Advertising, the podcast dedicated to advertising mascots, slogans, and jingles. My name is Lyle Perez, and I'm going to help bring back memories from your childhood. For this episode, I want to do something a little more recent. I've covered mascots from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even the 90s, but I haven't done anything recent. That's where this next mascot comes in. I was sitting in the living room one night, watching TV with my wife and kids. I don't know what we were watching. It might have been America's Got Talent or something like that. We were watching TV when a commercial, which is very rare for us to watch since my wife likes to fast forward them all, but we actually watched this commercial. The commercial was pretty special because it instantly caught my attention. I love watching new advertising mascots come to life. For the past few weeks, I kept seeing this commercial until finally I started saying the catchphrase around the house and annoying the heck out of my wife. My kids now get excited when one of these commercials comes on. This went on for a few weeks when suddenly the commercial stopped. I started forgetting all about this mascot when something on Facebook's newsfeed caught my attention. It said that new commercials featuring this mascot were being produced. I was thrilled. Now I eagerly awaited new commercials to come on so I can watch them. On this episode, I'll be talking about Diet Dr. Pepper's newish mascot, Little Sweet. I'll be talking about his short history, the man who plays the role, the quick controversies, and I'll play some commercials. I have a fun show for you today, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the memories in the making.
Dr. Pepper, the taste you've been looking for.
Before we get started, I want to thank Ryan Hall for being a huge Amazing Advertising supporter. I should have given you a shout out when you first became a Patreon, but I dropped the ball. Thanks, buddy. So, Dr. Pepper, or Diet Dr. Pepper, I should say. I'm going to skip the history of Dr. Pepper, and instead, I'm going to give you a quick history on Diet Dr. Pepper. That's more fitting since the mascot for this episode is for Diet Dr. Pepper and not the original Dr. Pepper. We all know that Dr. Pepper is a delicious soda. Diet Dr. Pepper was first introduced in 1962 and it was known as Dietetic Dr. Pepper. A year later, in 1963, a bottle version of the same drink was introduced. Sales were slow because of the name. People thought that it was for diabetics. That got me too. When I first saw the name, I thought it was Diabetic Dr. Pepper. It took a few years for the company to react, but in 1966, they changed the name to Sugar-Free Dr. Pepper. Things went on as normal, and in 1987, they changed the name again to Diet Dr. Pepper. And that's what we know it to this day. For quite a while, I didn't even know that Diet Dr. Pepper even existed. It wasn't until a few years ago when a little mascot by the name of Little Sweet came around. I'll tell you more about him right after this.
I mean, I want something sweet without all the calories.
Little Sweet! Did someone ask for the sweet, no-cal sweetness of Diet Dr. Pepper?
That was me.
Shh. Just take a sip. Oh!
Oh, that is sweet.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Do you work here?
No. Little Sweet is self-employed.
It's awesome.
Little Sweet sliding out on his knees.
He's hot.
I'm thirsty too.
Diet Dr. Pepper. It's the sweet one.
That commercial really makes me laugh. I love that one. It's so funny, and it's the first commercial I saw. Little Sweet is the new mascot for Diet Dr. Pepper. He's a live-action mascot who loves to give Diet Dr. Pepper to people who need something sweet. He was first introduced in 2015 with two pretty funny commercials. From what I can see, there were only supposed to be two commercials featuring the mascot. But like other things, when it's a hit, you gotta milk it. He's portrayed as a small rock star with reddish maroon hair. He sports a bandana with leather pants that are the same color as his hair. He pretty much looks like a walking can of Diet Dr. Pepper. I'm sure that's what the advertisers were going for. He loves to sing in falsetto and always ends the commercials with his catchphrase, "It's the sweet one." In the commercials, he can be seen floating onto the scene to help anyone who wants something a little bit sweet. After all, he's little, maybe 2-3 feet tall, and he's sweet. It fits. Little Sweet is played by Justin Guarini, and I'll tell you more about him right after this.
I really want a cupcake,
but not the calories.
Little Sweet sliding down the banister.
Someone crying because they can't have a cupcake.
I didn't cry.
On the inside, you did. Little Sweet can hear that.
He can.
Don't worry. Little Sweet brought you some sweet zero-calorie treats called Diet Dr. Peppers.
Oh, yeah?
That is sweet.
Little Sweet defying gravity.
Is that Little Sweet?
Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
Justin Guarini is an American singer, songwriter, and actor. You might remember him from being the runner-up on the first season of American Idol. I remember that. It was between him and Kelly Clarkson. She won, of course, but in my opinion, it was pretty close. He was born on October 28, 1978, and of course, is still alive and well. He's probably best known as the American Idol runner-up, but he's been in other things. He was in three movies. One of them was From Justin to Kelly, which he starred in with his American Idol rival. He was in the movies Fast Girl and Romeo and Juliet from 2014. He hasn't done much acting, but I don't want him to do more acting. I want him to keep doing Little Sweet commercials. He's had a few hit songs, which include One Heart to Many, I Saw Your Face, and Be a Heartbreaker, all performed by him. He might not be the most popular singer and actor in the world, but I couldn't see anyone else playing Little Sweet. He puts the perfect spin on him. Good job.
Are you done yet?
One last screw, sweetie, and we're done.
Little Sweet!
You deserve the sweet reward of a Diet Dr. Pepper.
I do?
You built this big old house with that tiny tool.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh!
Mmm. That is sweet.
Oh, yeah!
You know, the game's about to start.
That's my ride.
Is that our cat?
Step on.
Little Sweet!
Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
That little girl running always makes me laugh. Little Sweet is a very new mascot, and new commercials are still being produced. But just because he's a new mascot doesn't mean that there aren't already controversies. Since the commercial started airing back in March of 2015, countless people have been saying that there is a large resemblance to the late great musician, Prince. In 2015, when Prince was alive, many people thought that he was going to sue Diet Dr. Pepper because they were using his likeness. Honestly, when I first saw the commercials, I did not think that he was a Prince ripoff. They don't even look much alike. After Prince passed away in April of 2016, many people took to Twitter demanding Diet Dr. Pepper stop airing the ads out of respect to Prince's memory. That's just ridiculous. As far as I can tell, Prince never commented on Little Sweet before he passed. He probably thought the same thing as me. This debate is still going on, but I feel like we need more funny commercials like this. With that in mind, here's another commercial. Or two.
Any day now, Mom.
Little Sweet coming out of the deep end, totally dry.
Take this.
Mama, give your lungs a breather. Those tired lips deserve something sweeter. A Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
Mmm.
Sweet.
Mama likes it sweet.
Hey, how about me? I came for her.
Are you a lifeguard or something?
No, but I know CPR.
Help me, I'm drowning.
Little sweet, take it off like a rocket.
Die, Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
No getting through now.
Little sweet on a tiny horse. Ooh.
This here's private property.
Call off the search party.
Woo!
Because I found them.
Found who?
Two thirsty cowboys who deserve the sweet reward of a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Mmm, that's mighty sweet.
Told ya.
That's some fancy rope work.
Use a hand like you on the ranch.
Sorry, Buckaroo, Lil Sweet's just passing through.
What'd that fella say his name was?
Lil Sweet!
Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
Now, I don't know if I dreamed this or not. I wanted to do Little Sweet when he first came out, but I wanted to wait for there to be more commercials to share. I did research and I came across something that was pretty interesting. There were a few videos of Little Sweet singing in like kind of like an album compilation. I don't remember where I saw that, but I went on YouTube to try to find it. I even went to the Diet Dr. Pepper website and I couldn't find anything anywhere. I don't know if I dreamed it or not. It kind of sounds like a pretty weird dream if I dreamed it. But it's just gone. So I guess I'll move on to what does Lyle have. Little Sweet is very new. I'm talking maybe 2 years ago. I don't think they've done any merchandising for it yet. I don't have anything. But rest assured, as soon as they start doing merchandise for Little Sweet, maybe some shirts or dolls, who knows, but the second they start doing that type of stuff, I will be 100% for it. But while we wait, let's move on to another commercial.
Nice folding. You deserve a raise.
Thank you.
Little Sweet's spinning out the spin cycle.
You do deserve a raise in the form of a sweet Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ooh, sip it.
That is sweet.
These are my delicates. Tumble dry. Extra heat.
I'll take these. Heat just folds.
Isn't she great?
How do you guys know?
Little Sweet going back in its spin cycle.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
So, along with that album compilation that I can't seem to find, I also remember that there was a video out there, kind of like an interview with Justin Guarini about how he became Little Sweet. I tried to find that. I couldn't find it anywhere. I tried to find maybe like a transcript or somebody writing down a Q&A with Justin Guarini about how he became Little Sweet. I couldn't find that anywhere either. I don't know what happened to that stuff. I should have done all the research and had everything down months ago. Probably a year ago. And then I probably would have had more information about Little Sweet. But who knows? Maybe while I'm recording, I will probably do some more research after I'm done. And we'll see what I can come up with. So that's going to do it for this episode. If you want to view some of the commercials I played here today, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/amazingadvertisingpodcast. Don't forget to give us a like. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, or you want to suggest a mascot for your future show, send me an email at advertisingmascots@gmail.com. Do you have a fond memory about an advertising mascot you want to share? Go ahead and record it and send it to me. You can also find me on Twitter at AdMascots. If you'd like to support the show, you can go ahead and go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Those always help. You can also go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/amazingadvertising and give us a small monthly donation. $1 always helps. Even $3 every month, you get early access to every single show. And $5 a month, you get early access. And you could also get a bonus show every month. And I think this month, I'm doing a bonus show. So it's going to be pretty good. If you want to know what it is, go on over to Patreon and get signed up over there. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Okay, so I am still here. I did, I don't know, maybe about an hour worth of research right now to try to find that dang compilation. And I actually found it. I found it. It was not on YouTube. That one was taken down. I had to go to like some strange obscure website, but I actually found it. And here it is.
He touched a generation with his songs of everyday victory. Now, Lil Sweet is back with a brand new album. Diet Dr. Pepper Records presents Victory is Sweet with hit singles like 11th Heaven.
Your phone is blowing up. We're like number 11.
And No Stone Unturned. Free at DietDrPepper.com. Void where music is prohibited.
The victor spoils belong to all, but you, sir, survived the outlet ball.
Ooh, tingly.
You took your chance with no one in sight.
Oh, yeah.
Took an office selfie when the lighting was right. Your inbox flashes like a light from heaven. Your photo's blowing up. We're like number 11. Yeah.
A little chilly up here.
Heavy eyes, brain cells ache. The conference call ended.
Still here. So after listening to that, I can see where people think that he is pretty much ripping off Prince, because that music sounds exactly like something Prince would sing. So I guess their claims hold water, which I really don't want it to, but who knows? I don't think anything will ever happen. But man, Justin Guarini can sing. I have no idea how he did not win American Idol that one year. But whatever, he's a little sweet now, and I haven't heard anything about Kelly Clarkson in quite a long time. Okay, I'm out of here for reals now. Have a good night.